having my first year of hospital visits, that's for sure. But no, I'm hopefully on the mend. You know, I don't want to start jinxing it or speaking too soon. Or, you know, it went well last time, but it wasn't quite right. So I'm going to take it as it comes and how it feels and not push it. But at the same time, I'm feeling okay. I feel like I'm on the right track, so hopefully it continues in that vein.
At this stage, what can you do training-wise?
I'm just building up the strength in the lower limbs, and obviously I'm still doing a lot of swimming to try and keep the lungs going. But it's kind of just getting your muscles firing again and getting used to a bit of load and strengthening as much as you can through your joints. So when you go back on the grass, you know you can absorb it and hopefully then be injury free and be pretty strong and feel good.
Is it going to be nice not to see the gym quite as much and the pool not quite as much?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously four walls every single day. You know, it's a grind, but it's part of the job. And obviously, I've been through it before at various times. The last 18 months, I've done it quite a bit. So, you know, you just take it day by day. You don't look too far ahead and you don't look behind yourself, really. You just got to keep getting through your work every day. And it's another day ticked off and another day back to fitness, hopefully.
Before this injury happened, you probably didn't know what an injury was, did you? You were playing that much?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how it works. You know, I was very rarely injured, and at the minute, my body feels good in general. You know, it's just I can't shake this fifth metatarsal one off at the minute. So I'm hoping once it is right, and it will get right, that's me done for a long time, that's for sure.
Have you changed specialists? Have you had so many different opinions as to how you can make sure this time is the right one?
Yeah, I changed the surgeon for the second operation. Obviously, I discussed it with the original man, and we just had a difference of opinion on how it was feeling, really, which is fair enough. I just wanted it to be in my hands with what happened with my foot, and you know, I've made the decision to have it done again, and at this moment in time, I'm glad I have done. So again, we'll just have to see how it goes.
A lot of change since you last set foot on the pitch, isn't there? Have you felt kind of left out of the loop a little bit, or have you been just as much part of all the players' meetings as everybody else?
Well, obviously, in terms of preparation for games and training and obviously being on the grass, you don't see too much of that side. You know, the lads, the times of training have changed slightly, so you sometimes miss each other anyway. But in terms of obviously being together, you know, we have a first year together, so no, I don't feel the real left out, obviously. It's just in terms of preparation and playing and training, which is the main things you want to be involved in. Yeah, I haven't been involved that much, obviously. But, you know, any regime, when it changes, you want to have a first year, a crack of the whip. You know, when a new manager comes in, it's a level playing field and everybody's fighting for places, and obviously it's disappointing I'm in the position I am, but, you know, I just have to try and get fit and then try and make my mark when I come back.
It's not about you proving yourself, it's about every player in the building, isn't it? Towards now and the end of the season, now in January, now and whenever that you want to be part of it and be a new manager.
I think so, yeah. You know, I think we've got a very strong squad at the minute. You know, a lot of people fighting for places, a lot of people can dip in and out of positions. You know, so I think credit to the lads how they're performing at the minute. Like I said, I think it's healthy that everybody can step in and do a job around the field.
With all the talk of no transfer embargo anymore, you'll be like a new signing, won't you, to the manager, that you'll be back and available soon?
Well, we'll see. For me, it's not a case of what's going to be happening from now until the end. You know, I'm just focused on trying to get fit, and obviously then you try and cause a manager a problem when you get back, and that's all I'm trying to aim to do at the minute.
It's very much a case of taking it as it comes, but is there a sort of time that you are aiming for that you would hope to be playing in some sort of action? It may be an under-21 game, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely going to be the turn of the year. Maybe the back end of January is maybe a target in my own mind. That's what I've got. But I'm not going to put myself under pressure or the guys working with me to hit that target. It's just at the minute on how it feels, I think that's a realistic target. Now, it could change from now until then. And if it does, it does. But at the minute, the way we're progressing, it's going really well. So I'm hoping to be around the end of January, maybe, in my own mind.
What's Christmas like for you? If the lads are training Christmas Day, do you have to be in the gym Christmas Day or what?
Yeah, you know, we're in at the minute. I mean, the injured lads get put through the paces in their own way. You know, it's certainly not a sit on a treatment bed for an hour and then go home kind of thing. It's very tough. And rightly so, you know, the lads want to get back fit or injured, you know, so that's how it should be. And the lads are working extremely hard at the minute who are training on the field. So when they get a chance to have a break, you know, they fully deserve it. So I just want to get back on the grass as fast as I can, really.
Are you finding yourself a better watcher than you've ever been now, that you have got used to it? I know players say, oh, I hate watching, but have you sort of got used to it a little bit more? And you can see when you sit in the stand how different a view that we right at the top of the stand get of it.
I think so, yeah. I mean, when I first got injured and I was watching games, it was a lot, very nerve-wracking, because it was something what I hadn't done too often, is just sitting and watching the lads and obviously not being able to help out in any way possible. And obviously you want to get the results to push us on. But I think it's got a little bit easier, but it's certainly not easy, because you want to be playing. My job's to play football, and that's all I want to do. So it's certainly not easy, but it has got easier over the last sort of 12 months or so, dipping in and out. I want to be back on the grass, though.